This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. First thing I do when I get off the pitch, I'll listen to Casual Alerts.
Got them drugs. Got that good shit.
Got them Hotline Miami drugs.
That's what it feels like. Every time I hear that, I want to be a cocaine dealer. It's not going to happen, but I would like to dream about it.
That's pretty much what the game is about.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it is a good game. So what sucks is I brought our first beer here. And obviously, if you folks can't tell, Rhody has quit on us. He said, new year, new me, and quit the pot. I don't even know. No, I'm just kidding.
He's, what's that, the Asian lady that does all that,
Oh, yeah.
I want to say Marie Callender, but I don't know.
She makes hella pot pies, though, that Marie Callender chick.
Does this bring you joy?
That's it. That's what she asks. So the podcast did not bring Rhody joy, so he's gone.
He's gone.
Makes sense, right? Makes me sad. We miss you, dude.
Bring back Dr. Rhody.
Dr. Rhody, do you think we can save him? Aw, crap. We need to find that. We do. We need to find an episode with that so all the people that are listening to us now will know what we're talking about.
I think that needs to be on the review show.
Yeah, Rhody
used yearly review.
Rhody used to do medical advice, and we would play this intro that me and him made one day, and it was literally, I don't know what the, is that a, not an EKG machine? What are those things called?
I think that is an EKG.
Yeah.
Well, electrocardiogram.
Whatever that thing is, it does the beep, beep, and that's measuring your heart, right?
Yeah, your heart rate.
Not your brain waves.
No.
But anyways, that thing, beep, beep, and then Rhody would come into the room and be like, Dr. Rhody, do you think we can save him? And then the thing would go flatline me because he was dead. And Rhody would just go, oh, crap. The most ridiculous, worst thing ever.
And then he would give sound, just medical advice.
Like marshmallows in your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
That was way back in the day. Yep.
Well, good news, bad news. We're going to talk about a beer, which we didn't do last week very much at all. But I don't have the bottle with me. But Chris has actually tried it.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's what was it, Temptress?
Yeah, we are drinking the Salted Caramel Temptress, which is a milk stout. Temptress is a milk stout from Lakewood Brewing here in Texas. It's a good milk. It's a great milk stout, which if you like that dairy, it's not really dairy, the milk sugar and the stout. But they've done several variations.
It's honestly extremely, you can actually taste, or I can taste the caramel.
Oh, absolutely.
And for it being a stout, I'm not really a big stout guy. It's not a very big punch.
I don't know why I thought you were. I apologize.
No, not really. Like those Jameson ones. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, those are bad though.
But this is just like chocolate milk with caramel in it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Like, it's still beneath the peanut butter Temptress when it's not infected, but it's very close. These two could go hand in hand. And if they brought some of the mint out of the cement where it wasn't so minty, that would be up there too. But
like you just brush your teeth?
Yeah, the cement's perfect in about 4 ounce intervals, and that's it. But you can't buy 4 ounces hardly anywhere. You got to buy, they don't even make it anymore, but you either had to buy a bomber or a four pack or... I don't want 12 ounces of cement. I want about 4.
All right.
I've walked away from that beer a couple of times, and not because it was bad, just because it's 4 ounces is what I want. But
all you can have.
This is definitely, it's new too. It's their new variation for this year, and it is definitely amazing. Congratulations to you guys. If you see it out in public, get that 4-pack. It's totally worth it.
And I'm assuming this is one of the ones you need to let like warm up.
Yeah.
For it to... Yeah, and some of those.
I pulled it out about 30 minutes before you got here.
Nice.
It's almost probably really close to what it should be.
That's really, where'd you get it at?
From $2.
$2?
Yep, nice. The Martin House World. Which that dude, it was funny, one of their workers, when I was picking this up, he's like, oh, I really want to try it. And I was like, yeah, me too. I'm so glad y'all had it. And he goes, well, no one ever buys any of this shit. I was like, yes, I know. I know all too well, because I come in here to buy your IPAs and they're 7 months old.
Yep.
I know. No one buys your craft beer shit, but it's also because you're not selling it. So Come back here and sell it, bro.
Yeah, people are still afraid of it.
Right. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Definitely, if you see it, grab it, taste it, love it.
Did you tell him the guy at $2 to bring in the Four Loko? Seltzer Four Loko?
I feel bad because that was the perfect opportunity and it escaped my mind. I was too busy locked up in the moment of what he said. Like, I already fucking know that. Sorry, excuse
You're
me.
You're too busy thinking about good beer to think about crap.
Yeah. And it sucks too because, like I said, I have to check every, unless it's a stout or a porter, I have to check the date on everything that I pick up. And I end up putting back 90% of it. And I'm like, man, like they had one of my favorites is it's Oscar Blues Red IPA. It's basically like Oscar Blues version of Velvet Hammer, the real Imperial IPA nice. Red. So excited because it's only $8 for a six pack. And then it was like 4 months old. I was like, ugh.
Damn.
So heartbroken.
Have you had any Velvet Hammer recently?
Not since the four packs that I bought.
Oh, nice.
Can't remember when that was. Right when they started selling, it was like the weekend after. So had to be over a month because I bought 5 4 packs and they lasted a month.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's why I'm not in a hurry to go back because I broke the bank, but also didn't go buy beer for a while because that lasted me. I mean, they're 16 ounce cans.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Velvet. Yeah. Is it like 10 or something?
Yeah, it's 10 or 9.5. But one of those a night, you're good.
Yeah.
Calm down. And I bought three or two Velvet Hammers and three or two of the sit downs. So I was like rotating one night Velvet Hammer, next night sit down.
I haven't had sit down in a long time.
That's so good. I need to go back and I will. I just haven't had time. I wanted to go out there and get a couple four packs for a Christmas present for somebody just to be like, you can try the best. But I don't spend $50 on people for Christmas. Right. Only my wife and kid. But no, it's fine.
Do a show trip without Rhodey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not here now. Plan trip. Anyways. So before, I've got a brewery story that I'm going to talk about too. I forgot about that.
Nice.
But before we go there, we're going to listen to this brand new song that Chris found today. Pretty excited about it.
It's by Jason's favorite artist.
This is by the guy that got his ass whipped by Eminem, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly. And this is his rock song, so I'm really interested to see how terrible this is.
Called Why Are You Here? We can
never be friends. Nope, we can't. Good call. I really like it.
Start off strong.
I hate that I saw you again last night. You were with somebody and so was I.
God damn it.
Met you in the bathroom at 12:05.
Oh.
And I fucked you again. We can never be friends.
What the?
Yeah. I'm not myself. I'm not myself when you're around, no.
This is horrible, Chris.
This is pretty bad. We aren't saying that's just the way. Maybe the chorus will save it.
I bet you are. How much money you want to bet he wrote all these lyrics?
$1 billion.
Yep.
I hate that I saw you again last night. You were with somebody, so was I. Met you in the bathroom at 12:05.
Yep.
Yeah.
You were in the bathroom at 12:05 and I was banging you in the bathroom. Because I'm such a good dude.
That's terrible.
Yep. Yep. Lil Wayne crushed that with Lil Wayne's rock album.
Yeah.
Just throwing out that out there. For those of you that ever heard that, I liked it. I'm one of the few people on planet Earth. It was really bad, though, because I went back and listened to it probably within the last year and was like, whoa.
Did you ever see that video? I can't remember what it was. It was Lil Wayne playing the guitar. It was like, yeah, obviously like a track over it.
No, he does it on that rock album, supposedly, like you're saying, it could be a track, but he supposedly wrote some of the guitar for it. I'm trying to remember what the single was off of that. I think they put one rap song on that album so it could be the single, and then the rest of it was all rock songs. I'm gonna find the name of this album real quick and then I'm gonna let you pull that up so you can see. Rebirth. I'm looking at the song. Oh, Prom Queen. God bless, man. Drop the World was on the album with Eminem.
Was that the song?
That was the rap song that was the single. Everything else, nothing on here was a single. Like, if you listen to what's the first one up there on that?
Rebirth, Drop the World.
Nope. Lil Wayne On Fire. Go to On Fire and play that for this is gonna be so bad. Wait, yeah, this is just fast forward to this bullshit. Yeah, probably it's a rap video, you gotta get 7 minutes into it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh my god. All right, kill that shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lil Wayne will come after us hardcore.
It was like 80s synth wave at the very first of it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, 25 year old sideways hat wearing Jason is going to town with that song right now.
That was your jam.
Oh god, hat sideways hanging out the window like she on fire. Oh my god, I love Lil Wayne.
Bumped that.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. That whole album, I like it. No one else. I don't like it now necessarily, but I'd have to re-listen to it again. But it's not. Whew. Go to see if Knockout's on there. Just go back real quick. It's with Nicki Minaj. It is. But
sounds familiar.
Yeah, you might have to. Don't. You need to start it like in the middle. It's so fucking. Going for the knockout. It's so bad. But yeah, I definitely bought it, rocked it, thought I was cool. Yeah.
Go to the middle?
A little bit, yeah. Let's hit play. Yep. Yeah, you kill that.
It's
oh
like
my God.
Avril Lavigne.
No shit. And that's Nicki Minaj. And think about it, too. Like, she probably didn't want to do that. But Lil Wayne's like, you're on my record label, bitch.
Yeah.
You better do this.
I'm guessing that was before she was... Well, yeah, it was 2010. So that was before she could probably say, fuck you.
It was right around that time, yeah. I mean, that was... What was her first hit? What was that? God damn it. God, I feel bad that I cannot remember. It was like... Lick the Rap. No, I can't remember her first hit. Huh. Nicki Minaj. That, and she made that voice.
Oh, was it Starships?
Maybe. I guess. I don't know.
I remember that Starship song.
I don't care. I was real big on Katy Perry. I was big on like Brandy and big on, couple others, and TLC was cool, but I just never loved. I actually like Lil Kim more than I liked Nicki Minaj. Doesn't make sense.
I just can't stand her voice.
I know. And when she does that weird, I can't mimic it, but she does a weird thing where she's like, like, ugh.
Her and Cardi B, I cannot stand those people's voices.
Yeah, I don't like it. Cardi B.
It's like, ugh. And Rhodey's favorite, singer, Lizzo.
Yeah. I'm not even sure who that is right now in this moment.
She's got that song out, Feeling Good as Hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nope. Hard pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass, and hard pass to you, Machine Gun Kelly. And you want to know one of the worst things that has happened to me?
What's that?
Machine Gun Kelly has been on stage with Limp Bizkit twice, went on tour with Limp Bizkit. It's just, man, it's so bad. Fred Durst likes that guy. It sucks, man.
Do you think he actually likes him?
I don't know. Or maybe. So my first thought in that was Fred Durst is a pretty good judge of character. Everybody's making fun of me now. I don't care. So I was thinking maybe Machine Gun Kelly just puts on an act and he's not really a douchebag. So he's just acting like it, you know, for his whatever, for his stage show. That's and Fred's true. Like, oh, he's a really cool guy. So maybe that's it. I hope so. But I still wouldn't hang out with him. Like people joke like the Disturbed guy, I would fight him if I could. I would also fight the Godsmack guy. I've gotten to the point where if I saw Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach, that I would tell him go away. Like if he was trying to hang out with me, like they think I'm kidding. I'm like, no, these dudes are terrible now. Like They're so bad.
It's because they changed so much.
Yeah. Ugh.
Didn't the Pop Roach Singer have like a show on MTV or something like that where they like
pranked?
They showed like people getting hurt, like doing like skateboard stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was called, Scarred. I think it was called
Scarred. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was called Scarred because it was with his song, I tear my heart open, I sewed myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much.
So terrible.
He is, yeah. Oy. That's another band that I've tried to go back to. It's weird because the Papa Roach, I love them all the way through their fourth or fifth record. But now when I go back, it's hard. It's hard to go back. It's like, whew, getting away with murder.
Yeah, I only listen to like their radio hits, but I ran that Papa Roach song. What's their
most Last Resort.
One? Yeah, Last Resort.
Cut
so much.
My life into pieces.
I still can't really stand that song.
Yeah, it's not that great. It's not that great. But of course, it was... Whatever year that came out, it was the same year as Significant Other. It had to be 99. And me and Rhodey, that summer, that album dropped, Significant Other dropped, like two others. So we'd show up at the Pister gym and play those records on the audio thing for the whole gym.
Nice.
So we would listen to those two albums nonstop. So.
Yeah. Just get everybody hyped.
Oh, yeah. And we just shoot basketballs for 4 hours.
Nice.
It's nice when that's the only thing that matters when you're 16, 15.
And playing records, too.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to listen to this new record. Now it's like, hold on, I got to get this spreadsheet done. Or you got to get this house built, or you got to get some land mowed or something, right?
Right.
But yeah, no, I can't go back and listen to Korn. And I might get some flack for this, but I go back and listen to Linkin Park, and it's still all right to me.
Why would you get flack for that?
I don't know. Some people.
All Linkin Park's really good.
I'm hoping some people comment on this page. Tell me what's what's crap and not.
What was their mashup CD
with Jay Z?
Remedial? Not yeah.
I don't re. No, no, no.
Reanimation.
Reanimation was a remix CD they did of the first one.
I like this.
Crazy, CD. And it had Jonathan Davis on it and Aaron Lewis. The crawling part. Aaron Lewis sings Crawling in My Skin, These Wounds. He sings the chorus, and it gives me chills. Like, right now, if we played it, I would get chills.
Hell yeah.
It's so badass. It's just Aaron going, crawling in my skin. Just Aaron Lewis had a voice, man, before he went country. And
yeah, right.
Douchebag. Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, their remix of My December. That was my favorite one.
Yeah, My December. Now I'm going to go cry alone in a hole. Me alone. A lot of people didn't even know that song, man. Like back in the Napster days was how I found it. I found it was My December and High Voltage.
Really?
Yep. And then it was on so their very first DVD they made, it was on there. They had put studio versions of My December and High Voltage, and I figured out how to rip them off of the DVD and put them on CD. Sometimes. I wish I could. It's High Voltage. Da, 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 da. It's High Voltage. I used to know.
I don't think I've ever heard that song by them.
Telekinetic psychology. I twist my cords and double helixes to show them what I'm made of. Yeah.
Nice.
I get some of Mike Shinoda's stuff mixed up with some other Eminem stuff, like when Eminem wasn't just hate rapping.
Right.
There's a song that people don't know about that Eminem did. I think there's two of them, but there's one with Fred Durst and Eminem. It's called Turn Me Loose. You've ever heard that?
No.
Oh my God. Chris, you're going to lose your mind, dude. I cannot believe you did not hear this. So not only is this unreleased, but I know the whole damn song.
The whole song.
Dude, I used to jam this thing. It's so terrible though. So terrible. And it's, you can tell it was a Significant Other for sure. Like Nookie and Rearrange, that era.
Check.
Slim.
Shady.
Shady.
Do the mic, kid. Yeah. I don't do white music. I don't do black music. I make fight music for high school kids. This when I rip like this with a slip disc from a Limp Bizkit miss. I just missed the gift list for Christmas gifts. So I get pissed and can't pitch which wrist to slip. Little rich kids and cramps don't tip the shit. Step back while I perk up the pimp the spit. So I says to the bitch, what up girl? Shut up girl. And then showed her a cut up squirrel. Green bloody murder so loud. Everybody heard her. Slap me in the mouth, they called me a nutty murderer. I moved on to two blondes, so we're kissing on a futon. Looked at them both and I was like, look, I'm looking for Cookie Puss. I need to speak to him immediately. They played my video on MTV last week. And just when I was thinking I was all that and then some, here comes Fred Durst. Yo, Shady, let me get some. Who knows what galaxy I came from? One where a bass drum hung from my high chair. Now I'm a nightmare. I got the fever for the flavor of a single. See me and Shady, I think we got a lockdown. Shocked by the sound. Oh, it's so bad. God, Fred, that's the worst verse ever. A bass drum hung from my high chair. But then it goes to the actual, like, I don't know if you remember the old song, but it goes, turn me loose, this party's going my way. It just doesn't make any sense. That's why I didn't make the album. So it was a B-side. It was recorded for the album, but it didn't make it.
Oh, nice.
And there's another one. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I can't remember what it is, but there was another one. I know all of the Limp Bizkit B-sides, of course. I can give you... we could literally do probably 10 or 12 shows on Limp Bizkit alone.
All right.
I got all that shit in my head. All the stuff that was recorded that never made it. Same with... I know a bunch of Eminem stuff that wasn't... That never made it, but... Yeah. But yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Bunch of B-Rabbit stuff?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit was really good back in the day.
I still stick with them.
Back in the day, I kind of hated them. I mean, Jay liked him. I was like, yeah, it's not really for me. But in my later years, I started liking him.
Oh, sheesh. And it's weird, too, because, like, listening to it. So back then, when I listened to it, I felt every piece of it. And now when I listen to it, it's kind of silly, but I don't know. I can't explain it, man. Even Nookie, it's such stupid song. I did it all for the Nookie. And I'm like, but I still just... I think about that big jacket. Man, it was on my 16th birthday and that video came out and I was...
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, nice. He put that jacket on and he's walking through the street and I was like, oh, fellas came to play. Now she's stuck with my homies. Now I'm just a sucker with a lump in my throat. Anyways. Yeah, I just love it. Sorry, folks.
Old school music is good.
But yeah, Linkin Park. So I'm still trying to... Bands that came out back then that I still mess with...
The Executioners?
Yeah, they only had one album. That's what I was going to pop off with, like Cold. They're back now, but I don't mess with them anymore anyways because Cold just makes you want to cut your own wrist. I'm not even kidding. That stuff is so sad. Like, they're just too dark, like too sad.
That's kind of the way I'm feeling of Korn, really.
Yeah, and that's like kind
of... you got to be in a certain mood.
Stain, the old Stain's kind of that way too. Mm. Like Mud Shovel and stuff. It's just like... I'm so sad, I'm alone, I'm dying. It's just like, whoo. In the 90s, man, that's what we were, well, 90s, early 2000s, that's what we were doing.
Yep.
Yep. It was like, whoo.
It was either super depressing or like rap game talking about just random ass shit.
Money, yeah. No Limit Soldiers, dude. All the tanks and money and gold. Go Limit and chains. Because I remember Number One Stunner by the 504 Boys. We the 504 Boys. What? And it was Number One Stunner. What? Oh, man.
And Riding Spinners.
Yeah. 3-6 Mafia, dude.
Yeah.
666. That's 666. But anyways. Yeah, I'm trying. I can't. Papa Roach, I don't mess with anymore. Trying to think of that TRL, like, I'd still do it. Dude, if NSYNC did a reunion album, I'd jump on that.
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, funny that would be right now. 50-year-old Justin Timberlake. I want to listen to that. Let's see. It was like NSYNC, Korn, Orgy. That shit was terrible. Blue Monday. That's the only song they ever had.
Yep. Prodigy.
But I remember I had bought the... Like, I don't know why I remember this stuff, Chris, but I bought the Family Values DVD. It was 98. Yeah, I think it was 98 Family Values. The DVD came out. My mom got it for me. I'm sitting there watching it. And Orgy has three songs on there, and I hated them.
And one day I was like, I'm just going to make myself watch it. And the third song, I can't remember the name of it, but Jonathan Davis came out on stage with them to sing the song. I was like, no way he's in this. And then I went and put the CD in and I was like, oh shit, he's in this. And then it became one of my favorite songs just because Jonathan Davis recorded vocals with it. I remember Features, man. You remember you'd flip the back of the CD over and you'd be like, oh my God, this one's featuring this guy.
Right.
You'd get so excited.
All the lyrics are back there too.
Hell yeah. Especially rap. It'd be like featuring three people. You're like, oh, got to go home and listen to this. Like Dr. Dre's 2001 featuring Eminem. You're like, what?
Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but it comes out when they move lips.
Anyways.
Nostalgia. Busy Bone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony was awesome.
This is it. Yeah, a serious nostalgic music episode, folks. Sorry, not sorry.
Remember Dunkaroos?
Clear Pepsi? What?
That never even crossed my mind back in the day. I'm not sure even when it came out, but I don't remember anything about that Crystal Pepsi.
I just remember the advertisements. I don't know. I guess I'm easy to advertise to because I remember all this crap.
That's part of the age gap, too.
Right?
I'm not calling you old, Jason, but...
I am old, Chris. It's fun. It's fun. I'm actually Googling 1999 top rock bands right now. Oh, look at this. Here we go. Oh, man. So here's one that I would still... They're gone. Everlast. I don't even know what he's doing now.
Was it that father of mine?
No, Everlast is, you don't, oh, shit. I was about to go into Simple Plan. You don't know what it's like to be like me, to be hurt, to be lost. That's Simple Plan, folks. Everlast is, God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in a shoes.
Oh, yeah. Seen a rich man. Because then
you really, yep, there you go. Rich man beg, I seen a poor man sin, I seen a tough man lie. Or yeah, cry, thank you.
Seen a loser win and a sad man grin, I heard an honest man laugh.
Oh, so Every Morning by Sugar Ray. I can still get down with Sugar Ray's Greatest Hits, folks. I'm not even going to apologize. I like it all. Let My Own Worst Enemy, could still get down with that song. Not so much with Blink-182 anymore. I tried. I'm just not into it anymore.
Oh, I'm so down with the old school Blink-182. It's awesome.
Ugh. I just can't. Oh my God.
Not even their live show album?
No. Godsmack, I'm not down with that anymore.
No.
Oh, what pissed me off too is there's a band called Saint Asonia. They're a new band that's like a super band. And they put Sully, the lead singer of Godsmack, on one of their songs. And I was like, threw up on myself. Oh, Crazy Town.
Ugh. Do they even have any more songs than that one?
Just Toxic and Butterfly.
Toxic.
Dude, this list sucks because they've got Freak Unleashed at number 58. Freak Unleashed should be number one or two, bro. This is Godsmack. Oh, Smooth. Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas.
Nine Inch Nails. Nope. Stone Temple Pilots. I could still mess with them. I'm just flapping. Sugar Ray has four songs on here, man. I love Sugar Ray now.
Didn't we like play some of his like rap album or something? Or he, it was something far off from what he.
Yeah, he had a metal song.
Metal song.
I need some fucking cash. I need some fucking cash. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy, I tell you. The real. Anyways, I went to a new brewery, newish brewery, Soulfire Brewing. They are in Ragon Oak, Texas, where our good buddy Blake lives. Here's his address if you want to go mess with him. I'm just kidding. This place, all of our listeners that love craft beer, and I don't understand how this is possible. They have a food court in this brewery. Yeah, you're going to have to, there's five different restaurants in the place.
Holy shit.
I'm like, what? So we walked in to this Soulfire Brewing, and the place was huge. And I was like, oh, this isn't what I expected. And you go past the bar and into this separate little area. So yeah, right. That's the main door, but you go past there into this separate area. And it's like, it's literally designed like a food court. Like all the tables are in the middle and there's five restaurants around it. It's like, what? Five different places to eat.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. And yeah, I can't even remember the name of the one that I went to, but I had a what was called a Jamaican jerk grilled cheese, and it was the Jamaican jerk chicken.
Ooh.
On a grilled cheese with like mozzarella, with like three or four different cheeses.
But that was good as hell.
Oh man, you have no idea. It was so good.
What kind of restaurants were they?
So there was a sandwich one, a hamburger one. There's a taco one that wasn't open yet. There was a coffee place. Just nuts, dude.
Nice.
And of course, I'm thinking like they rented out the space and then they were like, oh, let's just do this. Right. Let's just do this. And it's a cool little area. Like it's a new street pretty much over there in Ragnoke. I'm sorry if I'm saying it incorrectly.
Roanoke?
Roanoke. Thank you. Sorry, folks. All I think about is Ragnarok from Thor. Okay. I live in Marvel world.
Best Thor movie.
Yes. But this place, like it's the whole street. It's awesome. It's like, there's a bunch of, you know, craft restaurants, craft barbecue, beer places, and just, it's badass with this brewery sitting there in the middle.
That looks really cool.
And I got to try both of their IPAs. I can't tell you the names of them. One of them was pretty good. The 9% there. Nope. Didn't have that. I tried Dave's Wit. It was pretty good, but they don't have the IPAs that I tried on there.
Main craft.
But that's fine. I'm sorry, folks. I don't really use Untappd anymore, Untappd as much as I should. But they had two IPAs. I tried them both. One of them was really good. The other one was, I think they poured me the wrong beer, but I didn't feel like fighting it because I was like, this is not an IPA. And then I let Blake try it, and he goes, that's not an IPA. And, you know, he doesn't know beer like we do.
Was it good, though?
Yeah, it was fine. It didn't taste like homebrew or nothing. And they're a little bit smaller in the beer side. Like, their system was pretty small, but...
Trying to get their legs up with the food. And then
I guess. I mean, I don't even know if they're getting the money from that. Like, I'd love to sit down and talk to the owners and see what the whole thing was. Like, who? I mean, like, because, you know, with a food court, like, Chick-fil-A pays the mall to be there.
Yeah.
And they make the money. The mall, or maybe they work out a contract where they get a percent of the sales. But it was just weird. Like, holy crap. Like, this is awesome. Like, it'd be the perfect place to like take people that don't necessarily love craft beer, or if you can't decide what you want to eat, because it's like, well, they have everything in here, and Fatso Burger's in there too, which is a huge deal for a lot of hamburger eaters.
I've heard of Fatso Burger before. See? Never had them.
Yeah, they got them in there. Crazy. So you can get a craft beer straight from the brewery. Oh yeah. Sorry, folks. Excellent pricing. Oh my God. I had what? Both of my IPAs were $5, and they were both 13 ounces.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So my tab was like seven something.
Nice.
They weren't both $5. No, my tab was $10. Yeah. Cause with the tip and everything. Waitress was cool. But yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You gotta, if make the trip, especially Art, I know he's listening. If he hasn't been, make the trip, but make sure you haven't eaten lunch or dinner. Make sure you got the family.
When'd y'all go?
Saturday. Yeah, I went over there for the Pokemon Community Day. Yeah, sorry. I like Pokemon Go. Whatever. Makes me walk. Love it. It makes me walk.
You get anything good?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I'm crushing that game.
I didn't realize that game is still as big as it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Like, so we go to downtown and walk every... I should invite you. Me and Blake walk downtown every Sunday morning.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, for usually two hours playing that game to, you know, it just motivates you. I don't care. Motivates you.
It really does.
So, but, okay, we walk in downtown every Sunday morning for a month, haven't seen maybe one other person playing the game. We went to Roanoke, saw 30 people playing the game.
Hell yeah.
It was so mind-blowing. I was like, okay, well, this game's still big, and I don't feel like such a loser.
What are the age ranges? What were they?
Everywhere. Saw a kid playing. I saw an old, I'm not even joking, old grandma playing.
Hell yeah.
So, well, it's because it just motivates you to walk.
Well, yeah, it does.
Yeah, you got to walk to them stops. You got to walk, hatch them eggs. Yeah, it's definitely, like if I was going to play any game, I would love to play stuff that made you walk like that.
You still doing the gym battles?
Yeah. Nice. But anyway, yeah, it's good. It's a fun time, and that was a fun time. But yeah, I went out there with Blake. We did some damage and went to the brewery and kept... Well, it was great. Great day. I was like, man, I'm glad I don't live over here, Blake. I'd be broke. I'd be in that place every day. There's nothing that would stop me. Beer was good. Food was great. And then I would I'd be like, oh, I need to try out all these restaurants.
Hell yeah, just on the fact of a $5 IPA, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's pricing done correctly, too, in my opinion, but we could discuss that in a... I would love to have a panel with these owners and the way that they... I know how much their craft beer costs them to make, and they want to make... They want to pay 95 cents for a pint and charge us $8 for 12 ounces or less.
Right.
But...
Take note, Dream Crusher.
But... On the same point, I also know that there are brewers that pay more for their rent or have to do other things, or like there's a tax increase that's coming. Supposedly they're not going to stop it yet, but there's a 400% tax increase coming for craft breweries.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So kind of terrified of what that could do to our market if it doesn't get worked out.
Damn.
Yeah. Fucking never mind. I don't know who to blame for that anymore.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. I guess that's the easiest way to do it, isn't it? Yeah,
there you go.
Makes me feel better.
Easy scapegoat.
Which is funny because the next thing I had on the weak-ass outline, it just says impeachment with a question mark, which means when I write that down, that means, do I really want to bring this up? Right. Is impeachment a real thing? It's, do I want to bring this up? So I'll put stuff in the outline with a question mark, like, if we get desperate, let's talk about it. But it's like, I don't care about Trump, and I bet you don't either, Chris.
No. I mean, he looks like a peach.
Yeah, God. I just wish they'd get... I don't even care if they'd get rid of him. I just wish somebody would get in office. I wish rent wasn't so expensive. Rent's going up. I wish things would level out where you could afford to live a decent life while making 10% above minimum wage.
Right.
Or 20% above minimum wage.
There's no way he's going to get impeached.
I don't think so either. It doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't. It's like the election's in 8 months.
Yeah. And more than likely, he will win it.
Yep. Yep. Because he's going to run on Make America Great Again.
Yep. And not be a retard and say, hey, we're going to take all your guns away from you.
That's pretty smart, wasn't it?
God, that was dumb.
And I realized that Beto probably realized that he wasn't going to win. And then he's like, I'm just going to say this to say it. I'm thinking, you also spit on the Democratic Party when you did that.
Yeah.
It's like, not only did you take yourself down, you took everybody else down too. It's kind of a bad decision, in my opinion.
Not a pun on words, but shot himself in the foot with that one.
Yes. Yes, he did. All right, I'm going to talk about this second beer that I'm drinking. So this is fresh from Rody's beer cooler. So
that's what we should call it. Fresh from Rody's.
Actually, owe Rody an apology, which I'll give him an on-the-air apology, and he won't hear it, so that makes me good.
Which he's not here, so I think that's apology. I need to give him one.
I guess in my drunken stupor from his Christmas party on Saturday, I somehow ended up with one of my beers and one of his. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to take my beer because I'm going to drink it. Because always drunk people are like, oh, I'm going to drink this when I get home. But I was asleep. But I got this and brought it home. And then I was like, I'll give it to him on Wednesday. And he didn't show up. So guess what? I'm drinking it. So I owe him a Stone Unfiltered IPA. And I think we've had this on the show before. It's an Enjoy by 1120. So he might be lucky. I might be doing him a favor. But it's an Unfiltered IPA, 9.4. A festively fresh double IPA. It's kind of the old school IPAs. Nothing hazy about this. It's crisp, it's clean, and it's bitter.
But how bitter? Because all Stone stuff is way too bitter for me.
Oh, here you go. Here we go, Chris. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, you like the more imperial, the more malty IPAs.
Yeah, the more malty.
Yeah, you like the Velvet Hammers, the Dream Crushers, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's way too bitter for me. I mean, it's got a decent taste, but that... A bitter right at the very end. Whew, that's
bitter.
Kind of grabs you by the cojones.
Ooh. Now I have to ask the listeners a question. We need the listeners. Fires. Welcome, listener. No. I think there's something wrong with me because I might be the only person on planet Earth that doesn't give a crap about this Top Gun sequel.
Yeah, I look pretty stupid.
They released another trailer and the hype is everywhere and I'm like, no. Like, I don't care. Like, not even a tiny bit. Like, if you gave me a pirated version right now, I might not watch it. I'd have to be really bored.
Right.
I do not care about that. Why is this a thing?
Because you got to bring back old stuff. That's what's going on now.
I know, but did you watch that? There was a new trailer released yesterday.
I don't think I've seen the newest one, but I've seen one of the trailers.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's literally. Is it literally like a remake? Or no? Well, it can't be a remake.
No, it's a sequel. It's him sequel. Training new pilots. He's like, oh, I'm going to teach you. And there's even instead of a volleyball scene, it's a football scene. It's a football. I'm like, bros. What are we doing?
I mean, to be fair, I mean, it was like, even the first Top Gun, I wasn't too big of a fan. I think I've only seen that movie once or twice.
It's boring.
It's just not my thing.
It's boring, Chris.
It is.
It's boring. And they made a sequel to it. And then they had to cut the chick out because she's not attractive, which I think is hilarious.
They had to what?
The chick in the first one.
Really?
Yeah, Google her now. She's not attractive. And she was like doing a thing. She's like, I don't know why I'm not in the sequel. And I was like, I do. It's like, they're mean to you, man. Yeah.
Kelly McGinnis?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to put Kelly McGinnis now.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like, how unfortunate. Like, she looks like she's actually aged, and Tom Cruise looks like he's 20.
Holy crap, yeah.
See, I'm telling you, and she was like, she did an interview. I don't know why I'm not in the sequel. And I was like, I do. They're screwing you over because they don't think you're good enough. Look, there's a picture of her and him together. Yeah. I hope she has a cameo in it at least or something, but
she might.
From what I understand, she got axed.
Well, when it comes out on Blockbuster, I'll rent it.
Yeah. Speaking of Blockbuster, Joker is out on digital, and I finally get to watch it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm like tingling in the pants. I almost wanted to cancel this podcast so I could watch it because I've got it. It's in there. And now when we end this, it'll be too late to watch it. I might just stay up and watch it. I don't care about who cares about anything else. But yeah, I got the Joker. I'm so excited. I haven't seen it. I'm pumped. Did you see it in theaters or no?
No, I never saw it in theaters.
Yep.
It was one of those, it was like, I was, doesn't make any sense, but I was real hyped for it, but I just kind of went past my radar.
I understand.
Yeah, it looks phenomenal. I'm definitely going to, did you get it at a Blockbuster?
Yes.
Or did you buy it?
Blockbuster.
Oh, nice.
Video. Wow, what Blockbuster video. Wow, what a difference, I think.
Then I will do that tonight.
I think that was the old song. But yeah, I'm hyped for that. And that's like the last movie of the summer that I was really excited about. Because I saw It too.
Yeah.
The rest of them I kind of saw. So coming up on the winter season, I'm just like.
A whole bunch of. Well, there's actually. Have you seen those? The previews for. I think it's like 1917. It was during World War One. It's this British war movie where it's got a Cumberbatch in it.
Ooh.
It's about these two guys that have to go like across German lines and tell this battalion whose brother is in that battalion that they're about to walk into a trap. And it's this huge, like long, like movie looking thing. Looks actually really good.
Oh, wow.
It's got a lot of big, like British actors in it, but I'm a huge war movie person. Right.
No, I love them too.
Those are really good.
Now I'm going to watch that for sure. That actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
And I think I did see it. Like, it doesn't give away much, and it looks crazy battle scene. I'm like, holy shit. No, I think I'm excited about that.
Yeah, 1917.
Damn, yeah, that is added to the radar. And you know what I saw today? Steals from Bill and Ted 3.
Really?
Which I still haven't wrapped my head around the fact that that's real.
Right.
And even seeing the stills from the movie today, I was like, oh, that's real. That's really happening. And I just did that. And in the stills, the Grim Reaper is in one of the stills. And I was like, why is he still there?
Yeah. He's the same guy too.
Yeah, man.
Same guy that played him.
I hated that second one. Like, I loved the first one and hated the second one so much.
I'm trying to remember what happened in the second one.
It's where they die and play Battleship against the Grim Reaper to come back to life. And then they make robot versions of them to beat the other robot versions of them. And in the end, they have a band that has a scientist from space. And the Grim Reaper plays bass. Oh God.
That was a rhyme, Jason. That was good.
It's so bad. Spit bars. Yeah, it's so bad, dude. It does not hold up well. The first one was way better. First one was awesome. They went back in history getting our, you know, historical icons to do a history report. Okay, what can we do with this? Grim Reaper. It's like, what? Yeah. Wait a second. Hold on. So
they're gonna die. Here, just wait for it. Grim Reaper battleships.
Yeah, god damn it. And he's like, "You have sunk my battleship," and they beat him, and he's like, "Best 3 out of 5. And then they play Clue and they beat him at Clue. And then beat him at checkers, and then they go see God, and they find the alien. It looks like an alien scientist named Station. Holy crap, this is still in my head. And Station builds robots. They build robots from Radio Shack of Bill and Ted that beat the other robots of them, and then they get the princess. Oh my god, dude! It's,
damn, you remember a lot of that, Jason.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. First one's so much better. Plus, George Carlin's dead, and he was the best part of those movies, Rufus.
It's true.
Anyways, I saw it, though, and I was like, oh, shit, this is really happening. And that's how I'm going to feel about The Matrix, too. I'm not believing that until I see it. And when I see it, I still might not believe it. Then when I watch the movie, I'm going to be like, why? Might walk out into traffic. The fuck? Neil Patrick Harris is in it, though, now.
Serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's supposedly Jada Pinkett's back too. I don't even know, Chris. Like those of you that I have watched The Matrix and analyzed the crap out of that, man. Like I am not sure what their plan is. I'm nervous about it. I'm like, why is Neo and Trinity back?
I need to actually go back and watch those because I've only seen the first one.
You have to.
I was a big fan of it. I just never really went to seek out the other one. What's 2 and 3 or 4?
Yeah, I'm 90% sure they're all 3 on Netflix right now. So you could have a great day, man. Nice. Pop yourself some popcorn. Get ready. Like, plug your head into The Matrix. Yeah, it's a wild ride. And the CG's pretty bad. They still hold up, but the CG's pretty bad. And the flip phones, of course.
Right.
They're in the future and they don't have touch screens. I need an exit. But no, it's really good. I cannot wrap my head around the fact that there's a sequel coming, man. I cannot do it. And while we're on this subject, let's go ahead and mention The Rise of Skywalker is releasing tomorrow night, and the reviews on it right now are a big pile of poopy-doo.
They're shitting all over it.
Again, same as Return of the... Well, sorry. What was the last one called? The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah, same shit. Huh. And I'm not going to lie. I made a mistake. I went ahead and read all the spoilers because...
Oh, you did?
I don't know when I'm going to get to see the movie. And
reviewing
the spoilers, which doesn't really count, I would give it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep. Pretty disappointed. So, which everybody knows that Palpatine's back. We all know this. And this goes along with Neo and why? It goes along with that. You know, why? I don't know. I don't know, man.
They got to have some draw and some hype and be like, oh my God, this person's back. I'm going to go see it.
It's like, it sucks. We killed Luke, but we're bringing Palpatine back. Why? Yeah. Why can't it be the other way around?
All right.
I'd rather Luke be the bad guy just so he's there.
I thought he was initially going to be the bad guy.
Something. Yeah, give us something. Nope. He gone.
She gone.
He gone. Hey, Luke's back. He gone. But don't worry, he did an invisible fight against Kylo Ren, but it wasn't really him because oh my fucking god, dude.
Your reactions are awesome, Jason.
Damn it, dude. Fuck, Last Jedi. I left that theater so mad. It's like, what is this turd of crap that I just watched? Ray's picking up rocks, doing all kinds of force powers without any training. I've never been trained. Like, what is going on?
It's that green titty milk that Luke gave her.
Luke had to carry Yoda on his back for at least a month with Yoda yelling at him and stuff and treating him like shit.
Hitting him with a stick.
Yeah. And then Ray's just like, yeah, I can lift rocks. Cool. You're all free. What? I can also fight with a lightsaber. No training necessary. So dumb, dude. This whole trilogy is so bad. Force Awakens is okay. I think it's going to be for me. It'll be Force Awakens, Revenge of the Skywalker, and then Last Jedi. It will be the order that it's in.
Nice.
But none of it's as bad as The Phantom Menace, except for the last 10 minutes. The Phantom Menace is pretty epic. But
oh, the epic battle scene?
Yeah. Except for Qui-Gon. I'm going to meditate and let Darth Maul kill me. Fucking go in the Force Ghost or whatever.
I'll probably bring him back too.
Yeah.
At some point.
Liam Neeson.
No, Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he might be in that Obi-Wan series. I'm still pumped, dude.
Really?
I am so pumped. Also nice. Found out that a buddy of ours named Mikey absolutely hates The Mandalorian. But he had a good point. So
he hates The Mandalorian?
Yeah, when we get him on, we're going to bring him on and we're going to do a Mandalorian specific episode with him, I hope. So nice. That way we can do spoilers and just go on it. Because the last episode dropped today.
Yes, it did.
So
I've not watched that yet.
That'll be fun. We could just do like a whole thing on it. Maybe that's what we'll do. See if we can get him on Saturday or Sunday. That'd be fun. Definitely. Anyways. Yeah, I'm not impressed with the Rise of Skywalker spoilers. Bill and Ted 3 or Maverick or Matrix. Sorry, guys. But see, you're showing me this new property, this 1917 thing, and I'm excited about it. Exactly. I need new right now, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. I
need something fresh.
Yeah.
And well, if you're not fresh, but.
Or if you're going to rehash stuff like The Matrix, you could do The Matrix again, but it doesn't need to have Neo and Trinity in it. It doesn't need all that business. Like Bill and Ted 3. Doesn't need the Grim Reaper and all that crap. Like, why?
You think they just think that unless they have to have those people for the movie to have a leg to stand on?
I guess. Or? You don't know what's going on in those writers' rooms.
It's true.
Like, ugh. But when it flops, they're like, what happened? And they're just staring at each other.
Right.
It's like, well, I can tell you exactly what happened. It's like, my son Connor, his favorite movies are The Secret Life of Pets. He loves them both. And the second one tanked in the box office, tanked bad. Like it made a third of what the first one did. And I can tell you exactly why. I know exactly why it did. It's because Kevin Hart took over. It's because he took over and because they broke it into like, so instead of being like one coherent movie, it's like four different stories that kind of converge at the end.
Oh, damn.
It's like, it feels like you're watching four different episodes of a show. It doesn't feel like a movie. So a lot of people just didn't love it, or else they didn't love the first one.
So was Kevin Hart like a secondary character in like the first movie?
Yes.
And then everybody loved him and they're like, hey, let's make him the main.
I think it's more of, it was right. The first one was probably recorded right before he exploded. Because he exploded. Remember it went from hi, Kevin Hart, to doing seven movies in a row. Like, we had Kevin Hart shoved down our throats, which is fine. And then the second one came out, and they're like, Kevin Hart has to be in every scene of this movie with the little rabbit. So, and it wasn't quite as entertaining as they thought it was. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. Kevin, I'm trying to, all the whole list of... He did like, it was literally like seven movies, like the CIA movie, Jumanji. It was just bam, 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 bam. Kevin Hart. There was one where he was a teacher, right? School fight or?
Fist
fight. He wasn't in that, was he?
Yeah, he was. It was with, what's his name?
Thank you. Charlie Day?
No, it wasn't Charlie Day. Ice-T. Ice-T?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, yeah. Where Ice Cube was the bully.
Yeah, so Kevin Hart was in that?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure that Kevin
Hart was in that. I'm going to have to pull... I thought he was. I think he was. I'm going to go through his little IMDb page so we can see what all he did right after Secret Lives of Pets so we can see how wrong I am. Because I like to be wrong.
Yeah, central intelligence.
Yeah, I was. So we just need to look between those two Pets movies, but. Because, oh, dude, I didn't know he was. Shoot, he's only 4 years older than me. So he just turned 40. Happy birthday. Anyways, Cats. Why is this being. Dude, he has still got movies coming out. There's some. Oh, my God. Crap, yeah. What the hell? The movie centers on a boy from the game's modest Baltic Avenue on a quest to make a fortune. They're making a Monopoly movie.
Yeah, they are.
What is going on with this world, Chris?
Is it going to be the girl's version?
I don't know. Or the little kid's version. So, yeah. Oh, my God, dude. So, yeah. He blew up. So, probably right at Ride Along. He popped off. And then it was About Last Night, The Wedding Ringer. And then Get Hard with Will Ferrell. There's The Secret Life of Pets, 2016. Ride Along 2. Central Intelligence, The Upside, Jumanji, Captain Underpants, that night school movie with him in it, then Secret Life of Pets 2. So they're like, oh, this guy's huge. And now he's kind of gone down a little bit. Jumanji 2, Fast and the Furious. He was in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, when you shove it in everybody's faces, it's going to happen.
Anyways. Yeah, no, Kevin Hart's. I do not like him. So,
you do not like him.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, oh, he's fine. He's funny. He's funny. He's good in the Secret Life of Pets. But I'll just make him my call like I see it.
Not a fan, too much of a fan of his stand up, but his movies I like.
Interesting.
But have you been watching Netflix lately, Jason?
No.
What have you heard? This new show I came across. It's pretty good. It's called V-Wars.
V-Wars.
I thought it was going to be dumb as hell, and it still might be, but I'm only like 2 episodes in. But it's about vampires.
Oh!
Global warming pretty much melted these ice caps.
Of course.
That held these super diseases in them. And one of them was like this... I don't know what it is yet, but it's like this vampire type disease.
Wow.
That they thought these two guys that were exposed to it were cured, and one of them turns into basically a vampire, and it's pretty good so far.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty gruesome too, so
I dig it.
It's legit, like
rated R.
Yeah.
Good. I'll watch anything rated R.
I mean, this screenshot looks stupid, but it's actually kind of a good a really good show.
Yeah. Nope.
So far.
That's terrifying.
So if you want to check that out, V-Wars.
Although I'm going to knock you a little bit, Chris, because you told me to get into that other show with the teenagers and the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, that show. That was pretty good.
That's not the problem. The problem is Netflix axed it.
Yeah, they canceled it.
I was like, what the fuck? God damn it. That's why I feel like I can't even start shows anymore. I'm all scared.
Did you start that show at all?
Yeah, it was good. It was it was entertaining.
Did you finish it?
No. Not yet. I was going to. I mean, it's on the list. Nope. It's gone now.
Yeah.
It's gone. Which Netflix hardly ever kills shows, so something bad must have happened.
Who's the principal?
There was nobody real big, but...
No, it was like... you said his name last week because he was on the... He did a voiceover on Rick and Morty.
Oh, Neil.
Not Neil, he was part of like...
Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick, yeah.
You're right. Yep, Ferris Bueller. Yeah. But yeah, it's gone, Chris. You killed it. You got me all wanting to watch it. It's dead.
Yeah, I just saw that there, dude. I was like, what the hell?
Goddamn Netflix.
That actually looked pretty good. Or, well, it was good. But apparently not.
Yep, anyways. Yeah, no, I couldn't believe that Netflix killed a show. All right, let's talk Xbox so we can get out of here. No, I'm just...
But one quick thing right before. Friday, The Witcher comes out on Netflix.
Oh, shit, you're right. I'm stoked.
That's going to be awesome. At least I hope.
I'm stoked. You know what else I'm stoked about, though? You're right. So I'm leaning with you now, though. The 26th, the day after Christmas, You Season 2. Did you ever watch Season 1 of You? You got to... Yep.
Why does that sound familiar? Was that
creepy
that book stalker guy?
It's a creepy stalker guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually I got into that about halfway. I just kind of fell off. But I remember it being good.
Yeah, that's...
I like.
I don't know why. I can't... The way it's made and his voice just makes me want to watch it.
It's kind of weird. It's coming out the day after Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Season 2. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked to see who he stalks and messes with next.
Trying you have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. But I'm really stoked about The Witcher. Like, that looks great.
It actually does.
And I can't wait for all the haters to be like, okay, this is actually all right.
Yeah, I've seen all the tabloids with headlines have been like, Witcher TV show makes Game of Thrones fights look like crap.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful with what you're saying.
But yeah, it's looking really cool. He's got all of his powers and stuff like that. It's looking pretty legit. And was it Cavalier?
Henry Cavill? Cavalli? Superman.
Yeah.
Just call him Superman.
He plays, well, at least he looks the part a lot. So.
Yes, he does, with his little blonde wig.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited. Yeah, sign me up for that. I can't wait. I hope it's more than, I hope, my guess, though, is going to be 10 episodes, 55-ish minutes each. Hopefully. Hopefully it's equal with Game of Thrones. That fantasy void that there's no good fantasy show right now.
Well, hopefully this can take the place of it.
There's no good, I can't wait to see the next season show right now for me at all. Just like, whatever.
That's still going on with Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but they don't...
Like, you're talking about serious shows, or...
Well, they don't linger on the, like, we want to know who Evil Morty is. They don't tease it every episode. Like, with Game of Thrones, you couldn't wait to see who gets on the throne, or, like, with Spartacus, I couldn't wait to see if they won, or with, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Like, Dexter, you couldn't wait...
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah. You always wanted to know who Jax was going to kill.
Hell yeah.
And then, I just said something else.
Dexter?
Yeah. You're always wondering if he's going to get caught. Like that
thing. Who's going to find out he's a serial killer?
Yeah, that's kind of lingering for me right now. Or like, same with Breaking Bad. Was Walter White going to get caught?
Hell yeah.
What's going to happen with him and Jesse? So that's kind of missing for me right now a little bit. Ray Donovan, that thing's back on. It's all right. I'm not watching this season yet, but it's all right.
I didn't know that show was still on.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it got canceled or anything.
But. No, it's still there. So we'll see. We fell off last season. I want to get back on, but I'm just like, hey. It's been really bad lately.
I've heard good things about it from Biscuit from you.
Yeah, it's a good show, but I mean, just had a couple bad years so far. It happens. They're at season 6 or 7, and that's when things get a little bit fuzzy. It's like, anyways, but
whether one or not to just shut it down.
Yeah,
running out of ideas.
Yep.
Pull Parks and Rec.
Yeah. I don't, or The Office, but anyways, the Xbox Series 1X, I think is what it's called. I'm not actually. It's a mouthful. It's kind of a joke.
That thing looks ridiculous, by the way.
It looks like a PC.
It does.
Looks like a damn PC. And then when you read about it, everybody's like, this is a PC. I'm like, I don't understand, Chris.
I don't either.
Xbox Series X. It is a tower with a disk drive. That is what it looks like. For those of you who don't know, a tower is what your PC looks like. That is a dang PC, isn't it?
It is.
It is a PC.
It's a box with a slit on it and some holes.
Why are we even playing a game? It's like, it's 95% digital. They don't really want you to, you know, put discs in there. You can, but they don't really want you to. That's it.
Oh, check out this new one.
Yeah, that's, hope that's real. SpongeBob, because it's square like fucking SpongeBob. Oh, is that the top? Is it really got the fan up there up top?
Yeah, it's a fan up top.
It's because it's a damn... I have 4 fans on top of my PC tower. Got a water cooler. I bet that thing has a water cooler, too. I bet it does. And I bet, dude, people are going to hack that and put Windows on it so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a damn PC. Anyways, they're saying that it's got a solid-state drive, it's running the fastest AMD, and that it's going to be a no load time. I'm like, oh. That's a pretty tall...
That's a lot of bullshit.
It's a lot of balls, yeah, to say that. Zero load time. I don't know about that, but I'm excited. Whatever. 4K, top of the line graphics. Whatever. We're moving into the world where it's hard to get better graphically. We can do 8K with a human eye can't see that. So good job.
That is very true.
I would just lie. Yeah, this is 400K. Doesn't matter. You can't see it. Your eyeballs don't work beyond whatever they are. So it's 800K. Why not? Dude, you want to buy the first 50,000K TV? I only got one.
50,000K TV.
People will never believe it because they can't see it.
You but watch it once and you go blind.
It's real. Yeah, I don't think, I can't remember what exact, there's a number for what the human eye can see, but it's like five, I don't know, I don't care. 4K is good enough for me. But anyways.
Exactly.
I'm stoked about the new systems coming out, but I just think that, I can't get over the fact that that is a PC. Is the disk drive sideways?
It's vertical.
Yep. Ugh. I wonder if you can lay it on its side.
It looks like a bigger, like those Alexa boxes.
Yeah. It's not attractive. That's for sure.
It's literally a rectangle.
Yeah. Supposedly it's completely backwards compatible with everything that you can have on the Xbox One right now. So
they could be compatible. They could do that with every single Xbox game, period.
Yeah, I choose not to.
They're not going to.
Supposedly, like I said, supposedly you can plug it in, play all your shit. So, and maybe if they make it where you can change the graphics card in there and you can change, then maybe it's fine. It just, that's the new thing, which I don't know. Might as well just switch to PC, right?
You think it's going
to
have voice commands?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They got to because they don't have the Kinect on there. So you can't. I liked the Kinect for the voice commands when I would just be like, Xbox on, and it would turn on. So while it was loading up, because I could just walk. This is a day in my life. Get off work, walk in the apartment, Xbox on. So while it was doing its bullshit, I would go make a sandwich or something while it was loading up, getting ready, you know, warming up, eat my sandwich, sit down. Game time, baby.
Hell yeah.
I didn't have to sit through all that stuff. Be like, Xbox, play NBA 2K or whatever it was that I was playing. Those were good days. Now I got to turn it on and wait. I'm not a waiter. I don't like that.
400 updates now.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Are you going to hold out for this one? Or are you going to get the PlayStation 5?
Come on, Chris. I'm PlayStation blood now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already put an email in for the Best Buy PS5.
I'm pretty sure that the PS5 did not look like that, but...
I hope so. It looks like a Starship Enterprise.
Looks a lot cooler than Xbox.
Yeah. I will take that PS5, turn that into a drone, and fly it everywhere. That thing's badass. Right. I'll make space noises. I bet that's in the new Star Wars movie. Quickly, put the drive in there.
Space noises?
Yeah. No, the PS5, that thing. I bet one of the Star Wars people carry that around like, look, I got the convectuator, you know.
The convectuator.
I got it. What? That looks like the PS5. It's not. It's a convectuator. I mean, I don't know. That's what that looks like to me.
That has pause and play and on it.
Does it have fast forward? Because that's all I care about.
It does.
I can skip this cutscene. Oh, dear God. Nope. Yep. Yeah, no. I'm PS5 all the way. It sucks. Like, it really does suck that I've switched. I was like, man, I wish I would have stayed so I cared more about my Xbox library. Now it's like, oh, I have that game on Xbox. Fuck it. I'm going to buy it on PS4. It's like, why? Why are you doing this? Ah, shoot, Chris.
I say it once, said again. I still like the PlayStation controller a whole lot better than
it
Xbox.
It is better. It is, man. And you remember, I used to fight with you about, not fight with you, but argue.
Exactly, yeah.
I used to argue with you and Blake both. Wrong. And I was like, get Xbox tattooed on my chest. Whoops. Glad I didn't do that.
Get that tattooed on my chest.
Played Spider-Man, and I was like, this is pretty badass. This console is pretty badass. But yeah, I'm PS5 all the way.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait. Most of the games are crossplay. MK11 is now crossplay.
Really?
Yep. Good for them, though, to finally...
So I can get my ass kicked even more.
By Xbox and PS players and PC. Yep. Yep. Nope. Like, the only thing I would ever really care about, like, the Xbox, they redid the Master Chief Collection again. Now it has Halo Reach. It has everything on it. Mm-hmm. And I own it. So, I mean, eventually, I actually believe that when this Xbox Series X comes out, if the Xbox One X drops to $250, I'm probably going to buy one. Just all right. So I can play my Xbox games.
Yeah.
In 4K. But I'm not going to be jumping up to that. I don't care about the tower PC that won't even fit in a cabinet.
Right.
It's going to sit there on my TV stand and Caitlin's going to be like, what is this? That's a brick. I'm going to hit you in the face with it. It's just like, what? It doesn't look like a brick. But I'm definitely excited to see what the PS5 is going to look like and the controller and blah, blah, blah. PS5 came out with a button on the back of your controller, which looks really stupid.
On the back of your controller?
Yeah, look, Google that real fast. Just PS4 controller back button or whatever. It's got a LCD disc. Yeah, there it is. Like, why does it have a display on it? But it's so you can have two buttons on the back so you can tap them.
What?
Which I'll admit that on my Xbox, I have the Elite controller on the Xbox.
Especially your Elite controller does that.
Yeah, it's got the buttons back there, and they work like a charm when you're fighting and stuff like that. Nice. Because you don't have to move your thumb. So, like, if you're playing Halo or something, you can, without, you know, you don't have to move your thumb.
Is that an actual screen or is that a button?
It's a screen. Wow. So you can program it. Because you use that touch screen thing to program the two buttons.
Yeah.
So you can, but that's an add-on. Like, you can get it for your controller now. You don't have to buy an Elite controller or anything. It's pretty interesting. Like, you can buy it now.
But it costs as much as the Elite. Oh, no, it's $30.
Oh, that's not too bad. My guess was you, like, 50. Oh,
late January.
Yeah. But I was thinking, or, like, when you're playing those games, like, especially first-person shooters, you don't have to move your thumb. It's like, bam, snipe you. Just moved my middle finger. But I don't play those games that much anymore. If a game involves reaction time, I ain't playing it because I don't have it anymore.
Ain't got it.
I'm old. Maybe if I like did a bunch of coke or Adderall or something, let's go. I got this.
I need to get my reaction times better.
My age. Yeah. My age has dropped 10 years. Maybe. I miss those days, but yeah. But I don't know. It's interesting. The console wars are about to start up again. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. Nintendo, the Switch is doing okay.
Switch is doing great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'll get the PS5. I'm excited about, there's a bunch of games right now that I'm excited about. That Predator game's got me thinking about it when I'm not supposed to at work or something. Like, oh, that Predator game's sick. And then there's a couple other games. I'm just like, hell yeah. Now I just got to, you know, not have a kid and have more time to play games.
There you go.
Just got to do that.
Time machine.
Yep. Nope. So I'm fine with it, but it's cool. What do you think?
Yeah, there's not too many games I'm actually looking forward to right now. I haven't really looked at them too much, but I'm still just liking the old one. I went back and I'm playing the StarCraft Brood War expansion.
Nice.
The campaigns.
Nice, bro.
I love those StarCraft games.
They're fun. I like the old, so not StarCraft, but it was with the medieval people. It was the same thing where you'd take your medieval guys, build a base, and fight everybody.
Age of Empires, yeah.
I love that shit. I play that all day, sir.
That was a good game, too.
Yeah, I've got all three of them on that PC you're playing on.
Hell yeah.
Also, Maniac Mansion. I could play that all day, too. So, anyways, I think that about wraps it up.
Yep.
Y'all should give Rhodey hell. Y'all should go to his Facebook page. Tell him, hey, get back on the show, bro. Get back.
Yeah, this is strike number two.
Yep, we might have to bring in a substitute next week. Maybe a Michael Harper or a David. What's that? David what, Clark?
Clark.
Heard of him. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Maybe we'll bring in a substitution. Although next Wednesday is Christmas, and the Wednesday after that's New Year's Day. I can promise you, you're going to hear from us before then. You'll hear something new before then, but you might hear some old stuff too. We don't know yet.
I have to see what comes down the pipe.
Yep. As you all know, holidays suck. Got all these obligations. lots of stuff going on. And also, I know that Brutal Beer Works is releasing a beer with Michael Harper, and that somewhere in the madness that's going to happen, we're going to be involved in it. So this show will be involved somehow. So hell, I'm pretty excited about that. Love those guys, Jason Perez. Love those guys. Love Michael Harper. Good things a brewing. Get it? Brewing.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over.